Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
As Eddie has already said, I'll try to make a sausage out of the whole book and just label it with a title, Tried, Tested, and Trusted. It is all about Job, the man of God. I've heard so many people calling themselves men of God. I don't know why, because I've tried to look for such a scripture that he says a man of God. I only think a man of God is Jesus Christ. But after reading the book of Job, I found another man of God. One lady, the lady who was given some oil by Elijah, is the only lady I heard who said the man of God, meaning Elijah, because she had realized that Elijah was being fed by the ravens. He was getting bread from the ravens. That was a miracle by its own. So, Job, myself, I think he is a man of God. He was a man of God. Because the Bible, where we read there, says that in all the earth there was nobody like Job. He was perfect. Perfect is a word which cannot be found to human beings. It is about holiness. It is about having all that is required and desirable of God. So the word perfect, where it is used there, it is just about holiness. A person who is so pure without any sin. Job 1, verse 1, describes Job as a perfect man. Describes Job as an upright man. Upright still is a word which continue to build on perfection. But perfection is the most top one, because it's about holiness, as I said before. A man who lived a sinless life. Surprisingly, there was no Bible. I don't hear of any preachers who were preaching to him. But Job lived such a life. One other thing that amazes me, as Ed said, when I read the book of Job, is that the figures about his possession or anything or friends, they will tell you that he had 3,000 sheep or 7,000 camels, or the numbers are sacred. Seven is a sacred number and three. So 3,000, 7,000, and his children. He had 10 children, but three girls and seven boys. The Bible says so. When you come to the last verse that was read, you'll hear that it speaks about his friends. There were three. You see, this number keeps on coming. These sacred numbers, they keep on coming. They were three. But when they were there talking to Job, they spent 3 days. They spent seven days, and 7 nights. Look at the sevens and the threes, just to see how different this book is, or how different the life of Job was like. Job is a man who was discussed in heaven. You know, the devil, out of many people on earth, the devil was about Job. Tried his best, all his ways, to join the angels of God when they were going back to report to God how they went around. God says, Satan, where are you from? He says, I've been roaming around the earth. Yeah, I have been just going around the earth. He was boasting that maybe the earth belonged to him. Remember, he is the one who called Jesus up When Izzy last week was telling us a story of when Satan took Jesus up the top of the mountain and said, look at all those things, showing Jesus, those glorious things on earth. If you will worship me, I'll give all these things to you. So it means that he boasts that this whole world is his. All these possessions on earth, materialism, all these things, they belong to him. I'm surprised that even modern pastors today, they want to be richer than presidents. They want money than presidents of the world. They preach a gospel of prosperity. Job's prosperity, I think it was for the glory of God, because we learn that Job had a life which was different from everybody. As I said, that there was no Bible or preacher to him. But he was a priest on himself. Why do I say so? Because he had 10 children. It seems that these children were doing what they like, which Job didn't like. They were going that way, and Job was going that way. They had parties every weekend. A party for the sister, a party for the brother, a party for the sister, a party for the brother. They had all these parties every weekend. What Job did, he said, I don't know, maybe they have sinned against my God. I better sacrifice for them. So each day, he would sacrifice for a sister. Another day, he would sacrifice for a brother. Another day, he would sacrifice for another brother. Something like that. His life was like that. So he was a priest by himself. But this priest was a natural priest, which was from God, because there was no Bible, because we don't hear of his ordination or installation, but this priest was really representing God on earth. No wonder why the devil went upstairs there to talk to God, to discuss, make a little conference about Job. Then Job said, God said, I know you are after my man, Job. He said, oh, just listen to me. You make a hedge for Job so that he cannot be touched. Job, because you know that once I touch his flesh, once I touch his possessions, once I touch his life, he will forget you. He will curse you straight. God said, you can touch everything. I tell you, go and touch everything. If his soul is there, he is not going to follow you. So he had permission to do all these things. He fled from there in a rush. When he came down there to Job's dwellings, there were so many stories within a day. When animals were dead, it was a report. Another report will speak about the destruction of the homes, households. Another home will speak about it. All these children are dead. 10 children dying in 1 minute. Everybody dying. Animals, children, the home, everything is in ruins. That is the devil, how he works. Because he vowed to God that skin to skin, Job will curse you. He tried, let alone, because Job, having experienced these things, he didn't say a word, except what he said when his wife challenged him when the devil challenged him using the mouth of his wife, was it? He said, we suffered enough. Because the wife was suffering too, because she became a breadwinner for Job and the few servants. She had nothing. She was a wealthy woman with everything, but now she has nothing. No home, nothing. She became a woman of the market, selling this and selling this and selling this in order for them, for her and Job, to survive. the devil came and said, tell him to curse his God and die. Said, Job, can't you curse your God and forget about your integrity and die? You heard how Job replied to his wife there. His wife was not by herself. She was possessed by the devil who was in business, trying to destroy Job to prove that he can win the people. Even God, even if God is really protecting them. Do you have a verse there, Mark?
Reading from Job 1. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with his wrongdoing.
Amen. Another one.
And from Job 2. Curse God and die.
That's the woman. And you see what Job said. His only statement and declaration is that naked came I. And from my mother's womb. And naked will I go thither. May the name of God be praised. That was a short sentence which Job only said. And the wife, being sent by the devil, tried to say, curse God, and die, than suffering like this. It is a thrilling story, a great life experience which Job went through. One thing that made Job perfect is the one thing which I have seen other people becoming perfect with. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says, like Abel, he gave to God, then it was by faith, they say. So he became a faithful person because of giving to God. Not a general giving, but the firstlings or the holy portion is the one which he gave. He didn't just give carelessly. He chose what to give God because he knew God. He knew the mind of God. In Africa, I've seen people, how they give, they value the people. If you are poor, they give you little. Those people who are rich and got a lot of money, you'll see people, they go with a lot of money, they give a lot of money to a rich person. Then I see no reason why they give, because that man is rich, he doesn't need money. They give him more. He's suffering, they give him little. They value. So Abel became a faithful man, approved by God, because he gave the firstlings, the faith. Meaning that he prayed and made a choice on what to give God. By so doing, he became a perfect person. When a short man wanted to see Jesus, the first thing that touched his heart was the way he was dealing with his possession. The man I spoke about some few weeks ago, Zacchaeus, he declared before Jesus Christ and said, I will take what I have taken unlawfully from people fourfold, give them back fourfold. I will give a half of my possession, half of my possession to the poor. He was clearing himself. He knew how to be perfect. Jesus straightway said, today salvation has come to this house. That's what Zacchaeus was told. Damien, you have something to read for me, David, so that I explain something.
Job 42:5. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
Another one? You have another one?
Matthew 19:21. Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
If you want to be perfect, there is one thing that you need to do, because this man had told Jesus that he had kept all the commandments, and he had called Jesus a good man, good Lord. Jesus refused to be called good. He said there is nobody good except only the Father in heaven. Because he wanted to be called good as well, because he had kept all the law. But he said, "I've kept all these things. I don't do this, I don't do this, I don't do, I've kept all. Then what should I do?" Then Jesus said, "Do you want to be perfect? If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor." As simple as that. I'm trying to go back to the actions of Job to his family. As I said, that he became a priest of his family. I failed to be a priest of my family, myself. I wish I was like Job. I didn't find myself sacrificing for my children, or when I see that my children are messing up, I haven't really run the ceremonies of trying to deal with God. I have prayed. I pray for them. I don't know whether that is enough or not, but I think it's not enough. That makes me not perfect. But I think Job became perfect because he was like that. But I have a Bible to read, since I'm quoting all these verses. But Job had no Bible to read. It was from his conscience, from his spirit, and the Holy Spirit that were talking to him to do the right thing, and he listened, and he did the right thing. Us today, why we are cursed? Because God will tell us to do the right thing. Our spirit will tell us to do the right thing, but we will contrast all these things. Therefore, God doesn't bless us sometimes. I've seen people spending sleepless nights, going to the mountains to pray, but God doesn't answer them. They don't know the reason why. God, he doesn't want a big voice to speak to him anymore. God, you can, even before you open your mouth, he knows what you want. Even before you take a certain action to do, like the sacrifices and other things, he knows what you want. Sometimes he will answer you before you open your mouth. That is God. So most of the people, like us pastors, we say, we need to have a fasting for 1 month, everybody. Why? Why? David was praying on his own. He was saying, "Lord, teach us to number our days." He was praying on his own. He was one. But he was saying, "Teach us to number our days." He was praying for many people there. But he was not praying from the mountain. He was praying from a closet. He was talking to God. God is here in this building now. You don't have to go to America to pray God, or to South Africa. As I said before, when Caroline was very sick, one lady sent me a message and said, "Baba, why can't you take Caroline to South Africa? There is a man of God there, the Lion of Judah. He heals many people there." I answered her first. Then I said, "As far as I know, Caroline, she believes that God is here. God is not in South Africa." I believe so as well. So we are praying here. We are praying God. We don't have to go to look for God. Unless if it is an idol, then we can go there for an idol. But God, we know, is omnipresent. He is here. He is omnipowerful. He is here. We talk to God, then God will answer us. So that's why I am talking about our communication with God. Do we know God? Where, Damien, is it Damien, where he read? Oh no, it's, where it says that I've heard about God, but I had not seen God. Did you see that verse? I've heard of God. That is Job 42, verse 5. My Bible says that nobody can see God and live. And it says nobody had seen God except the Son of Man. God in Jesus Christ. But here I'm surprised. Because Job in chapter 42, verse 5, he says, I've been hearing about God, but now I see God. Can you read that one again, my brother, if you have it?
I've heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
He had gone several experiences, because after the destruction came his friends. They started to argue with him. They said, you are cursed because traditionally when you suffer like that, it means that you have sinned to God. He was arguing and said, no, I am innocent. I haven't done anything to God. They said, you think God is right to deal with you like that? He said, God is always good. He continued to tell them that. They argued with him 7 days and 7 nights. He proved that God is right. Whether he was sick or dying or has lost everything, he still insisted that God is always right. Then the Bible, where we read there, it says, in all this, Job did not sin. But instead, Job longed for his justified life. Job longed for a better life, a fresh start. We understand that at the end of the argument with his friends, God spoke with him. He was speaking to God, telling God, why God is allowing these things to happen in me? Then at the end, the Bible says that he repented. When he repented, this is the time when he says, I had not seen God before, but now I see him with my eyes. That's what he said. Then God, after he repented, God started to bless him. Do you know what happened? All the 10 children, those who had died, God gave him another 10 children, 3 girls and 7 boys. God gave him all the wealth, all the animals, twice the number. If there were 3,000, he gave them 6,000. He gave him 6,000. If they were 7,000, they became 14,000. If you read the Bible towards the end, in chapter 42, that's what you can hear. So, a fresh start for Job. The wife suffered and died. She endured suffering until she died. But after that, God started his Job's life afresh. Of course, he had God gave him another woman who gave him all these other children. And he had another life, almost similar to that one, but more, doubly fold. So this is the Job I am talking about. Brothers and sisters, we need to check ourselves. As Eddie said, that reading that book will change your life. These days I'm reading a book called Jude. Jude is a book which has no chapters. It's just a book written by Jude. And this Jude was a person who was against Jesus Christ in the beginning. He was negative in everything. But he wrote Jude. The writings of Jude are different from the writings of other writers, because Jude is speaking about the things which happened before. They were prophesied to happen that time. And he was telling people that these things which are happening were like this, so and so prophesied like this, the book of Jude. So he emphasized that you read the book of Job. I emphasize that you read the book of Job. And you read the book of Jude again. Not in a hurry, just read it properly. Especially mornings, 3-ish, 5-ish in the morning, read these chapters. You would get a great inspiration. He was upright. He was perfect. He eschewed evil. He feared God. That is Job. The four things that qualified him to be a man of God. And these things qualified him for God to show the people that life can change. The four things which are mentioned there are to teach people to know that the wealth of the world can disappear in one day or in one hour. It teaches people, us, that God, if he wants, can give you wealth. Because the Bible says that, seek ye first the kingdom of God, then the rest shall be added unto you. Don't go to be prayed for it to be rich. Don't go to be prayed to get this and that. Be prayed to be a man of God. Be prayed to be a God-fearing person. Be prayed to be a child of God. That is what is very important, church. Father, we thank you this morning, especially when we read about the life of Job. We ask you, Lord, to transform our lives. We know that his life was transcendental, but the Lord, he was human like us. You had many things to do and to deal with us on. We give ourselves to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.